Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our program. 60 degrees on Friday. What a beautiful start to a New England weekend here in Western Mass. Well, let's get to it. Springfield City Councilor Jesse Letterman announced on Tuesday that he is running for mayor of Springfield, another hat in the ring. He made the announcement through a campaign video posted on social media and joins a crowded field running for the mayor's office, including five-term city councilor Justin Hurst and Dr. David Campy, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly. Mayor Sarno, the incumbent, has so far not announced if he intends to run for mayor again. City residents will get the chance to choose who represents them in the mayor's office in November of this year, 2023. City of Pittsfield Recreation Program and the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires have teamed up to offer a free public skating opportunity. This is going to be on the 18th of February. From 3 to 4:30 in the afternoon, free skating held at the Boys and Girls Club of the Berkshires. That's at 16 Melville Street. The first 100 people will receive free admission and free skate rentals. Limited size available. For more information, contact Becky Manship, Recreation and Special Events Coordinator. And Becky's number is 499-9371 or email parks@cityofpittsfield.org. Watch out. Bogus bills are turning up in Sturbridge and Ware. Around 8:50 p.m. Sunday night, a suspect is alleged to have used counterfeit bills at the Walmart in Sturbridge. The Ware police shared images of the same person at the Ware Walmart Sunday, as well as another suspect that allegedly used counterfeit bills to purchase electronic devices, and they were seen leaving in a white SUV. The Ware police said the suspects used thousands of dollars in counterfeit bills to purchase various electronic equipment at several area Walmarts. So if you have any info on the individual, you are asked to contact Officer Crevier at 508-347-2525, extension 344. Or you can message the Sturbridge Police Facebook page. You can also call the Ware Police, and their number is 967-3571. Mayor Dominic Sarno, Chief Admin and Financial Officer T.J. Plant, and Treasurer-Collector Stephen Lonergan have joined with City Councilors Attorney Michael Fenton, Tim Allen, and Maria Perez to announce additional innovative and, just as important, a sustainable municipal financial plan and investment strategy to boost the Springfield Pension Reserve Fund and the other post-employment benefits trust for city retirees. Now, this announcement builds upon the previous joint announcement last month, you may recall, of investing $45 million from the city's stabilization reserve account into United States Treasury notes that will see a return on investment of approximately $2 million by the end of the calendar year. And this will be utilized to provide continued tax release initiatives and programs for residents. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra has announced the appointment of the symphony's interim director, Paul Lambert, to the position of president and CEO, removing Lambert's interim status. Lambert joined the SSO as interim director in January of 2022, and he came to the Springfield Symphony after serving for many years as the vice president of enshrinement services and community engagement at the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's a graduate of Boston College cum laude with a Bachelor of Arts in English and Theater and resides in South Hadley. An additional 150 locations of Bed Bath & Beyond will close, including one location in Hadley. Now, that store, 337 Russell Street in Hadley, will, however, close, and there is no exact date of the store's closing that has been identified. Other locations across Massachusetts expecting to close include Pittsfield, Burlington, Dedham, Leominster, Hudson, North Attleboro, Raynham, and North Dartmouth. Bed Bath & Beyond is considering filing for bankruptcy, but says there is substantial doubt that they could stay in business. They've been operating a total of 769 Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Bed Bath & Beyond says it does hope to maintain a namesake, at least 360 namesake stores. specialty dog food sold for pets with food sensitivities is being recalled because, well, it can make them sick. The recall involving select lots of Purina Pro Plan Veterinarian Diet EL Elemental Prescription Dry Dog Food. The dog food was distributed throughout the U.S. by prescription only through veterinary clinics, Purina Vet Direct, Purina for Professionals, and other select retailers with the ability to validate a prescription. The recall was initiated after two dogs showed signs of vitamin D toxicity after eating the food. Once they were taken off the diet, the dogs recovered. The FDA, the food may have elevated levels of vitamin D, and this may be an essential nutrient for dogs. Ingesting elevated levels, however, can cause health issues, including vomiting, loss of appetite, increased thirst, increased urination, and excessive drooling to renal kidney dysfunction. A recall has been issued for about 4.9 million units of Fabuloso multipurpose cleaners for containing Pseudomonas species bacteria, environmental organisms found in soil and water. Now, the bacteria could cause a serious infection in people with weakened immune systems if inhaled. According to a news release from the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the lot code can be found on the back of the bottle of Fabuloso above the label, either directly or toward the top of the bottle. So if you have the cleaners included in the recall, don't use them, throw them away, don't empty the product prior to disposal. For a full refund or replacement, take a picture of the product's UPC and lot code and complete a recall form. Pioneer Valley Conference for Women will host its first in-person event on May 4th. Leading the speaker lineup is local award-winning keynote Paulette Pinero, social entrepreneur, writer, and leadership coach, and Yvonne Williams, author of Tested Faith and It's All About the Shoes. Each will provide a keynote address to an expected audience of 300-plus attendees. The conference highlights topics that were chosen by the women of Western Mass based on current trends and interests. Allison Maloney, owner of Allison May Public Relations, news anchor for a national network, and best-selling author of Breaking in the News, Build Buzz for Your Brand, will emcee the conference. And for some laughs, local comedian Jess Miller will be on hand during a VIP comedy kickoff the evening before the conference. Tickets for the kickoff are $35. The Pioneer Valley Conference for Women is affordable for as many women as possible, with a ticket price of $52, including breakfast, lunch, swag bag, and afternoon celebration with a female DJ and complimentary wine and hors d'oeuvres following the full-day conference. Lunch sponsor M&T Bank, panel sponsor Westfield Bank, network sponsors Smith Executive Education and USI Insurance. Small business sponsors are Lovelace Design, and Rooted Flowers. Well, that's it for our program this time around, and thank you very much for being with us. Our next show will be coming up, and we invite you to listen to any of the shows. You'll find them here on our website on podbean.com. If you've missed any of them, or you simply want to review them, or locate some information that you think someone else might be interested in hearing. So be with us and stay safe and have a great weekend. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.